Paradise Lost in Space by Colin Swash.
B. Barbecue. No.
Nope.
Blue. Something blue.
No. Nope.
Boring, brainless game to fill the time until you die?
Oh, hello, Norman.
God, I hate I Spy.
Well, Max?
Well, what?
Is he right? Is it boring, brainless game to fill the time
no,
until
it
you
isn't. Norman?
Yes?
You're naked.
Well spotted, Max.
Bottom!
It's time to reject our so-called civilization, Max. Who needs clothes?
How very odd.
What?
Just the one antenna.
It's not an antenna, Macari. I don't know. How can you sit by the fire in this heat? You must be sweltering.
We've got a couple of pork chops on the go.
B-Day!
No.
B-Day?
Breakfast bar!
No.
Just a minute. We're on a tropical mountainous planet in the middle of some unknown galaxy. Where can you see a B-Day in a breakfast bar?
Oh, nowhere.
Nowhere?
You may as well show him, Harry.
Random and Babbitt Lunar Timeshares, self-cater in a crater. I thought I'd rip this up.
A good salesman carries more than one brochure, Norman.
Ah. Norman! Don't do that!
Oh, dear!
Hello?
Hello, Max Babbitt.
Mr. Babbitt, sir, this is Buzz Webster, customer liaison officer at NASA.
Buzz?
As in B, Webster as in dictionary.
From NASA, did you say?
I'm proud to say, sir, that the Oblivio Discovery mission has deployed all the very latest in communications technology.
Hello? Hello? What happened?
It's typical.
Line gone dead?
So typical, so predictable.
What?
That was my last brochure, Norman. Why? Why does everything you do have to turn into some overblown apocalyptic statement?
Earth's a bad influence, Max. It's wrecking this planet.
There you go again, Mr. Gloom and Doom.
Things are getting worse all the time, Max. Look at those clouds. They're pitch black. And listen to those crickets. Well, all right, they're quiet now. But when night falls, you know they'll be deafening again. And why? Because there are more and more of them every day.
Yes, well, the pigs used to eat them.
Then you wipe them out, Norman.
I know.
You're not suggesting we wipe the crickets out as well, are you?
No, it's more a question of population control.
Oh, right. So, Norman, where's the insecticide?
There's only one thing for it, Max. We'll have to whack them with the tennis rackets.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
It may seem cruel, Macari.
Won't it ruin the tension in the strings?
Well, that hardly matters, does it, now that we've banned tennis?
Oh, but it's such a good game. Is an element of competition so very bad for us?
Macari, one day it's tennis, the next is war, believe me.
I suppose that's the problem, Norman. I'm not sure I do believe you.
What?
Well, I think tennis is a smashing pastime, not a threat to society. And you call I Spy boring and brainless, whereas I happen to find it both intriguing and educational.
Chops are done.
And there's another thing. Whatever you may say about vegetablearianism, pork tastes delicious.
Fine. Fine and dandy. So we'll just ignore the sky then, shall we?
The sky?
Yes, you know, the thing up there that used to be so cloudless and green before you started making fires every 5 minutes.
Don't worry, Norman. It's called progress.
Progress? Something's building up, Max. A massive storm or something, I'm sure of it. What would happen if this place flooded?
You'd catch a cold for a start. Hello, Max Babbitt.
Max, Buzz Webster, NASA customer liaison.
Oh. Hello again.
Sorry about that, Max. I think someone picked up the other extension. I wanted to give you an update on the Oblivio Discovery mission.
So, what's the latest?
We still have no idea where you are, sir.
Oh.
Max, I'm going to be straight with you. This problem's a real pig. I'm not sleeping much, believe me.
No, well, nor am I.
The fact is, we need results. We got to convince the U.S. Treasury to loan us another $200
billion. $200
billion? And some very influential people are saying, and not without popular support, that that kind of money could be more usefully directed elsewhere.
Like in hospitals or welfare.
That sort of thing, but mainly tax breaks.
I see.
I'll get off the line now, Max. I know you're a busy guy. It's hard to walk past a billboard these days without seeing your face. You're going to be a very wealthy man if you get back.
If...
Oh, sorry. When. Absolutely right, Max. Excellent psychology. When. Yeah, real cool. Now, what's today, the 21st? We should get a decision from the Treasury by the end of the month. Look, I'll call as soon as we hear anything.
Please, yes.
God bless you, sir.
Bye.
Matt.
No.
So?
They still can't find Oblivia.
Surprise, surprise.
God, the 21st, it's our wedding anniversary.
Is it?
I've done nothing about it.
Well, it's probably not too late to book a table for two somewhere.
Oh, with any luck, Jeanette will have sent Susie some flowers.
Jeanette?
The office secretary.
Oh, the personal touch.
Flowers?
Those pretty things on stalks?
Yeah, I know, Max, but why send them to someone?
It's romantic, Macari.
Romantic? What's that?
Oh, no.
Well, when two people feel something very, very special for each other...
Pass the sick bag.
Norman, don't you have an ounce of love inside you?
Plenty. Plenty of love for my fellow man, fellow creatures. But if you're talking about love as that gooey, self-indulgent ritual of holding hands, getting married, having children and living happily ever after, then no, I've got better things to do with my life.
Rubbish, Norman. Having children makes you care more about the world's future, not less.
Oh, yeah? So what did you ever do for the future of the Earth, eh?
I said care more, not do more.
I still don't see where the flowers come in.
You don't want to know, Macari.
Yes, I do.
Oh, right, that's it.
Where are you going?
In a vain search to find someone with a brain. Do you know where Stella is?
By the river, I think. At the foot of the mountain. Mating.
Mating?
Trying to create a replacement for Ken, now he's dead.
Oh, yes. Poor Ken. So, Stella's mating, but you're not mating with her?
Not at the moment, obviously. You seem surprised.
Oh, no, it's just I suppose we always think of you two as a couple, Macari.
A couple?
Oh, Norman, a gooey thought.
What's a couple?
Forget it, Macari. See you later.
I suppose I'd better go soon, Max. It's not really fair, is it? Me to have the time of my life playing I Spy while everyone else has to knuckle down to the mating process.
No. No, I suppose not. By the way, how's the... You know what, coming along.
Well, it's great fun. You haven't told Norman, have you?
And risk execution with a tennis racket.
I put some lovely colour on the walls. Uh-huh. And for the floor, Stella's made a super carpety sort of thing out of jungle grass.
I can't wait to see it.
Ah! Got it!
What?
Bookcase.
No. Oh. But you're getting closer, Macari. Apart from a bookcase, what else have I helped you to make?
Aha. Bed!
Right!
Oh, marvellous! Oh, good! Now then, tell me about the F word.
Pardon?
Flowers.
Oh, hello, Norman.
Oh, Norman. Hi.
Oh, terribly sorry.
What's the problem?
I didn't realise you all did it in a group.
Don't you have a saying, many hands make light work?
You're looking for Stella?
Only if she's not busy.
She's here somewhere.
I think she's under Robert at the moment.
Oh, no. There she is, on top of Harvey.
Hello, Four Eyes.
Four Eyes?
Well, what else are those things?
They're not eyes, they're nipples.
Nipples? What a splendid little word. And what do they do?
Do? Not a lot, actually.
Oh, how terribly rude of me. Norman Harvey, Harvey Norman.
Hello, Norman.
I'd forgotten what a mighty chore this is.
A chore?
Thank heavens it's only necessary after someone's died. Imagine doing this more than once every year or so, eh, Harvey? Norman, what are you smiling at?
Nothing. It's just on Earth. Well, mating's terribly popular.
More popular than tennis?
By a mile.
No.
Yeah. You ask any bunch of human beings whether they'd rather stroke a tennis ball round a court or stroke each other's bodies, stick their tongues in each other's ears and perform a mighty chore, and I bet you they'd be on top of each other in no time. Well, except perhaps Cliff Richard.
Stroke each other's bodies?
Tongues in ears?
Cliff Richard?
Well, if it really is your cup of tea, Norman, you're more than welcome to take over here with Stella.
No thanks, Harvey.
Norman, you've gone all red.
Oh, it's the heat.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Why are you holding your hands down there?
No reason.
You're not injured, are you?
No, I'm fine. Honestly, listen, Stella, we've got to talk. This planet...
Norman, is this wife?
What? No, your tongue's supposed to go in the other person's ear, not your own.
Pardon? Oh, I see. Oh,
no. That's nice.
Stella, look at those clouds. I'm worried. Sooner or later...
Norman! By stroking, do you mean this?
Oh, Harvey, that's rather novel.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, look what Harvey's doing to Stella.
Oh, I say, Norman, you've really started something.
Stella, this planet's in trouble.
Harvey.
Stella, could we talk somewhere else?
Oh, must we? Oh, very well. Back in a tick, Harvey.
Yes, all right. I'll practice stroking on this tree.
Can we go this way, Stella? I'd rather not bump into Max.
Oh, I see. You've been arguing again, have you?
What do you mean again?
You two are always arguing.
Only because he can never see that I'm right. Hey, what's that?
Where?
In the side of the mountain. It's a cave.
Oh, that, yes, it is.
I've never noticed it before. Should we go in?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I thought we had to talk about the heat.
In a minute, yes, come on.
Norman.
Let's have a look.
Norman, come here.
What? Why?
I want to stroke you.
Stroke me?
There. Is that nice?
Yeah. But, Stella...
And where did the tongue go?
Oh, my God. Oh,
what? What's that?
It's a kiss, Stella. It means...
Goodness, Norman, you are injured, aren't you? You've been stabbed.
Stabbed?
In the midriff, that knife. Sticking out of you with the rather ornate pink handle.
No, actually, it's...
Louise, Stella, where are you?
Macari? Over here. Norman, where are you going?
Just behind this rock.
Why?
I want to get rid of this knife.
Oh, you poor love. Do you want me to pull it out?
No. It's okay.
Oh, Stella, there you are. Not mating, then?
Not just at the moment, Macari, no.
It's very odd. Everyone seems to be having a whale of a time.
Well, we've got Norman to thank for that.
No, that old sourpuss.
Macari?
Oh, well, he is. Anyway, forget Norman. Forget everyone else. Now it's just the two of us. Stella, these are for you.
Flowers?
I picked them myself.
From out of the ground?
Yes, just now.
Macari, you've killed them.
Yes, I suppose I have, but...
What could I possibly want with a bunch of dead flowers?
Well, they do it on Earth, apparently.
That's mad.
Mad? Yes, Stella, perhaps it is mad. And perhaps I'm mad. But it's a blissfully swirling, glorious kind of madness. Oh, Stella, listen to my heart.
A beagle.
What was that?
Norman?
Oh, no. He's in the cave.
No, it can't be, surely.
All right, Norman. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, hello, Macari. You've been keeping busy on the quiet, haven't you? You've furnished the whole cave.
I don't care what you say. It's my home and I like it.
And it's a lovely home, Macari. Congratulations.
What?
Tell me, is this what I think it is?
It's a four-piece bathroom suite.
I thought so. It's fantastic.
Oh, do you think so? It took a whole week, non-stop carving.
I'm not surprised. That's solid rock.
And I've got hot and cold running water.
No. How?
Underground springs.
Brilliant. Oh, hi, Stella.
Hello.
Look at Macari's house. Isn't it fun?
Norman, are you all right?
Fine. This is all terrific.
I've tried to get the place as close to the brochure as possible.
The brochure. Oh, of course. Good old Max.
Good old Max? Are you sure you're all right, Norman?
Right as rain.
That knife wound, it's not playing up.
Knife wound?
Please, don't worry either of you. No, really, Macari, congratulations. It's a beautiful home.
Well, I'm still hoping to put some coving up and a few more chairs would help.
Of course, but it's looking nice. Really nice.
Norman, this is amazing.
What is?
Well, Norman, to tell the truth, we thought you'd be livid.
Livid? Oh, you mean miserable old killjoy Norman, Mr. Grumpy? Oh, forget him.
Forget him?
Mr. Doom and Gloom is history. History. Ever since... Well... Stella, I think you know when.
No.
Funny girl. It was just outside the cave, Macari.
Stella, you didn't bring him here, did you?
No, Macari. On the contrary, I tried to keep you out, didn't I, Norman?
What?
I even stroked him, Macari.
You tried to keep me out? Stella, you mean when you held me, the kiss? It meant nothing to you.
What's a kiss?
No, it was fun, Norman. Thank you.
It was fun?
Absolutely great fun. As I say, thank you.
Can I have a kiss, Norman?
I see.
Norman, is something the matter?
You've been doing this place up together, haven't you?
Well, I made the carpet.
I don't know. Here you are, living on the most beautiful planet in the universe, and all you want to do is decorate and furnish some kind of suburban bungalow.
Oh, dear. Mr. Grumpy's back.
But there's just one tiny little problem. Your beautiful planet just happens to be falling to pieces, and you're too busy measuring up for curtains and toying with people's affections to notice.
Curtains?
Norman, what do you mean?
Goodbye.
Watch where you're going.
Ow!
Oh.
Tennis rackets? What are they doing here?
I haven't made a cupboard for them yet.
Have you been playing tennis, Macari?
If you must know, I've decided to organize a round-robin tournament.
You can't do that! Think back to when you last played. You ended up clouting me with a racket.
Yes, Norman. I am thinking back.
You wouldn't even let anyone else on your side of the court. Tennis didn't just make you aggressive, Macari. It turned you into a possessive, territorial animal.
Get out of my house!
Don't worry, Macari. I'm going.
Norman! Come back. Oh, Macari, was that necessary?
I'm sorry, Stella. Just sometimes he makes me so angry.
I know. And he didn't say anything about my carpet.
Well, I think it's perfect.
Well, thank you, Macari.
Hey, he's taken one of my rackets.
Oh, never mind. Now tell me, why did you give me these dead flowers?
Because, Stella, I know this is a bit sudden, but will you marry me?
Hi, Norman.
Oh, thanks so much, Norman. Oh, this is incredible. Oh,
you've changed our lives.
Norman, you're right.
No.
Oh, God, what's happening here?
Oh, Max. Oh, hello.
Oh, come on in, Max. It's lovely.
Thank you, but... No, I'm a married man.
Max, I want a word with you.
Ah, you've found the tennis racket. Have you told this lot about the crickets?
Not yet.
I'm not sure they'd be interested.
I thought you all found this mating a bit of a bore.
Oh, not anymore.
Oh, look what Norman taught us.
Norman did that?
I did not.
This is your planet-saving alternative to gooey romance, is it?
Max, I've just called in at a friend's house.
A friend's house?
Number one Mountain Avenue, a bijou cave with ensuite bathroom.
Oh, you know.
Yes, Max. I know.
Is it nice?
Nice. Oh, yes, it's nice, all right. Absolutely nice. Nice as nice could be. Nice, 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 nice!
You don't like it?
You've got a hell of a lot to answer for, Max.
That makes two of us.
Was Stella there?
Yes, she was.
And?
And what?
How's it going?
What do you mean, how's it going? What are you grinning at?
You know.
Stop nudging me.
Are we talking about a kiss?
How do you know?
We are.
If you must know, yes. Just a kiss, that's all.
Ah-ha! Bingo!
Not that it's any of your business.
Of course it is. I helped Macari pick the flowers. He really loves her, Norman.
All right. Macari, yeah. Yes.
Well, who else? Harvey the tree lover? Buzz Webster? Now, there's a thought. Oh, dear, imagine that, a human kissing an oblivion. Oh, come on, Norman, you've got to laugh.
Actually, I think you're being rather racist.
Racist? Speciesist, perhaps. It would be like kissing a rhinoceros.
Stella is not a rhinoceros.
Stella?
For example...
Could be Susie. Oh, yeah. My eyes are streaming. Hello, Max Babbitt.
Daddy?
Clive, hello! It's my son.
Mm. Hello?
Hang on, Clive. Norman, where are you going?
To kill some cricket.
Oh. Sorry, Clive. How are you?
I found your number in Uncle Tony's address book.
Did you? Clever boy. Can you speak up a bit?
Better not.
Why?
Because Mummy and Uncle Tony are asleep.
It's night time, is it?
Yes.
Naughty boy.
Yes.
still. It's lovely.
Clive, did you say Mummy and Uncle Tony?
Oh, here comes Mummy. Bye-bye, Daddy.
Clive?
Hello?
Susie?
Oh, Max, it's you.
Susie, is Tony there?
Tony? It's the middle of the night. Why should Tony be here?
Clive just said...
Clive should be in bed. Look, Max, it's very late. I've had people on my back all day.
What?
Mummy. Bed, Clive. I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Oh, and happy... anniversary.
Let me get this straight, Macari. If we get married, I have to love you more than I love anyone else.
Yes, that's the gist of it.
Isn't that terribly antisocial?
I don't think so.
Well, it's a basic equation. If I love you more, I must love everyone else less.
To tell you the truth, Stella, I'm not sure it's a question of mathematics.
Mm. And this mating business, we only mate with each other. No one else.
No one else. Just you and me.
Oh, pity.
Don't you love me, Stella?
Oh, of course I do, Macari. You're adorable. It just seems a shame to cut down on the options. Just as it was getting fun.
Oh, but it's so important, Stella. Essential to a relationship.
Is it?
Well, apparently, Max told me that if his wife ever mated with another male, he'd kill himself.
Oh, sounds rather self-defeating.
Oh, no, it's terribly romantic, Max said.
Hello? Anyone home?
Oh, speak of the devil. Hello, Max. Come in. Welcome.
Oh, mind the tennis racket.
Oh... So, what do you think?
I just got a phone call from Earth.
Oh, yes?
I think... Oh, Susie and Tony are lovers.
Oh, congratulations!
No, Stella. Susie's his wife, remember?
And Tony's another male?
His agent.
Business partner.
Oh, golly, Max, I am sorry.
Mm. So, how are you going to do it?
What?
Kill yourself.
Kill myself?
Well, you remember this morning.
Sorry. Oh, come here, Max. Sit on the bed. There. Of course you don't have to kill yourself.
Ella, I don't know what to think anymore.
Well, if I were you, I'd try to come up with something a little more constructive.
You've done it all up very nicely, Macari.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, a bit of coving and you'll be there.
And a few more chairs, I think.
Mm. It's a nice carpet, Stella.
Oh, thank you, Max.
Stella?
Hmm?
I don't think you need to hold Max quite so close.
Oh, he's upset, Macari.
Yes, I know, but the stroking then... Is that really necessary?
I'm trying to make him feel better.
But, oh, Stella, you're tearing me apart.
Macari, what's got into you?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps it's the heat. I think I'll take some air.
Perhaps you'd better.
Oh,
it is hot in here, Stella.
Shh. Max, just loosen your tie.
Oh.
There.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Now, relax, Max. Relax.
Oh, you've got very soft hands, Stella.
Shh.
Stella?
Hmm?
In my ear. It's like your tongue.
Norman, you've put your trousers on again. I say, isn't that racket abuse?
Someone's got to do something while you lot play happy families.
How many crickets have you killed so far?
Two? Crafty devils. So what is it now? Come to throw me out of your back garden?
No, Norman,
Come to invite me to the wedding of the year?
No, I don't think that will be happening.
Huh? What's the problem?
Oh, I don't know, Norman. It's just not working out, the whole thing. Stella's just... I'm not myself, Norman. I don't know what's happening.
Slowly, Macari,
so
calm down.
I keep getting these hot flashes and... Oh, Norman, what can I do?
Deep breaths, Macari. You just have to get these things out of your system.
Mind if I kill a cricket?
Be my guest.
Oh, first time. Wow, a hat trick. Steady, steady. Macari, you're making the ground shake.
What's that?
Thunder. I knew it. It'll chuck down with rain any minute.
Those clouds are black.
Macari. The ground. It's still shaking.
I didn't hit it that hard. Golly! The mountain!
Macari, this is no mountain. It's a volcano!
A volcano? Word! Look at that stuff coming out of the top. In a sumptuous red.
It's lava, Macari. Come on. Don't just stand there.
Well, what's the hurry?
It's boiling hot, Macari. It'll kill us.
Oh, golly.
Look at the speed. It's coming down the mountain.
Volcano.
Volcano. Oh, God, Macari, we're going to die. Didn't I say this would happen?
No, you said it would rain. That's lava.
Yes, but all the same, it's a massive disaster, whichever way you look at it.
Oh, why didn't I think of it before?
What?
Come on, Norman. Help me shift this boulder.
That won't stop it.
Well, of course it won't.
So what's the point?
Well, I suppose you could call it my back door.
Oh, it stopped. Max?
What? Oh, yes. So it has.
Max, are you all right?
Stella, I don't know how to put this.
Hello, Stella!
Macari! We thought you'd be dead. Oh, hello, Norman. You're not dead either.
By the skin of our teeth. Max, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You took your shirt off at last.
What? Oh, yes, yes. The heat.
I'll say.
What's on your faces?
Ash.
It's rather itchy, actually. I think I'll pop into the bathroom.
Was there anyone else with you?
No, I'm afraid we could be the only survivors.
Really? Gosh!
Stella, how can you be so perky?
Oh, because I feel perky, Norman.
But your planet's just exploded.
Oh, I know, but oh, should we tell them, Max?
No, Stella.
Oh, why not?
I've been thinking, perhaps it's a bad idea.
What's going on here?
Yes, Max. What's going on?
I'm sorry, Stella. I've got to put my family first.
You mean it meant nothing to you?
Hang on. Have you two been kissing?
I don't know what came over me, Stella. I'm sorry. I think I did it just to hurt Susie.
Oh, Max. How could you?
Stella, what's that you're sitting on?
I'm sorry. I truly am.
It looks like an egg.
It is an egg. I just laid it.
Oblivions lay eggs?
Yes, we do. Daddy.
Max?
I say, has someone been using the bidet?
Daddy?
In Paradise Lost in Space, Tony Robinson was Norman. David Haig was Max. Michael Troughton, Macari. And Louise Lombard, Stella. Carla Mendonca played Susie and Therese, with Peter Serafinowicz as Buzz Webster and Guy Witcher as Clive. Paradise Lost in Space was written by Colin Swash and produced by Richard Wilson.